Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no holds barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rudrance for Black and White Sports 2. Let's talk about Justin Fields, because NFL great Hall of Famer Warren Sapp has come out and dropped a tasty nugget, proclamation, breaking news. I don't know how you want to look at it, but he has come out and said that, I guess it's known around the rumor sphere, that Justin Fields is getting traded from Chicago to parts unknown, like he's the missing link, because they want to take Bryce Young out of Alabama, number one overall, with the number one overall pick. Good luck to Warren Sapp, because Chicago fans, you want to get them on your ass? Say one solitary derogatory thing about Justin Fields. Well, I could say a bunch. He turns the ball over too damn many much. He had like 16 fumbles last year and 11 picks. I'd be looking at drafting Bryce Young too. Oh, there we go. Let the war begin. Outkick. Justin Fields is being traded, according to Warren Sapp. Good God. Sorry, Chicago Bears fans. Justin Field era is about to be done, according to Warren Sapp. The NFL Hall of Famer is apparently traded in his shoulder pads for sources in his second act, and told the Boone podcast this week that he's hearing the Bears are getting ready to package Justin Fields in a blockbuster trade so they can take Bryce Young. Well, something that should be noted probably is the fact that, he did used to work for NFL Network. So, I mean, it's not like he doesn't know everybody. Take that, NFL insiders. You've all been scooped by Big Warren Sapp. Let's play it.
What I'm hearing out of Chicago is they're finna package him up, trade him for some other pieces, and then go with the Bryce kid from Alabama.
Wow, I did not know that. That's a good little insight right there.
I'm in Florida and I hear this and you haven't?
They haven't really told us anything.
Trust me, there's smoke everywhere talking about them trading Justin Fields and going after Bryce.
Wow. A lot of rumors. Yeah. Let's look at this. This is from sportsmockery.com. Justin Fields became one of the most divisive talking points in 2023. They talk about how he had a great rushing year, second most yards in NFL history. At the same time, he underwhelmed as a passer. 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He also fumbled 16 times. Wow. Then you got two former executives, Mike Tannenbaum and Joe Banner, have already said they should trade Fields and start over. And then another prominent name has offered a bleak assessment of Fields. Rich Gannon. Wow, he was a hell of a quarterback. Played in the league for over a decade, and he won the MVP in 2002. While writing a breakdown of the NFC North quarterbacks for the 33rd team, his assessment of Fields wasn't pretty. He sees way too many flaws to be comfortable with. They've got a problem. It was not a good season. And if you are Matt Eberflus and the folks in Chicago, you are keeping your fingers crossed that Justin Fields can make the same leap as Jalen Hurts. This kid is very athletic, but he's got to learn to function and process. His anticipation is not very good. His eyes, guys are almost always covered. Part of it is he doesn't have the experience. If I was coaching him this spring, he would not be allowed to run with the football. In any of his practices, he has to do something other than run. And look, I can't say from what I saw last year that he's wrong about that. I mean, I watched him in several games last year, and I just did not think he was a very good passer of the football. I didn't love him coming out of college either, to be honest with you. But I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not big on dual-threat quarterbacks either. Okay, why? Because my number one most important thing when I go to evaluate a quarterback is going to be, are they accurate? And by and large, a lot of these running quarterbacks are not accurate. Do you want to know who is accurate? Bryce Young is very accurate.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And he is the best pure passer coming out in this draft. Okay, I don't even think it's that close. Okay, I know Mel Kiper has jumped out there and said, well, if Justin Fields was coming out in this draft, I would take him before I would take Bryce Young. You're out of your mind. And that's why I don't really listen to Mel Kiper, okay? I will say this. Justin Fields played better after they started designing runs for him, because if you're going to draft a running quarterback, you might as well let him run, okay? Now, here's why I would consider not doing this if I was the Bears. I love Bryce Young. I think he's going to be good, very good, played in a pro-style kind of offense. Billy O'Brien, you know, just got rehired, going back to the Patriots. A lot of pro-style principles in that. I love that. A lot of good accuracy, mobility inside the pocket, up, down, side to side. Same kind of stuff that Mac Jones had coming out. And Tua Tagovailoa, right? And I'll be the first to tell you, outside of the dumpster fire OC situation in New England, I think Mac Jones would have had a huge year. So we'll wait. We'll see next year when Mac Jones drops about 35 touchdowns out there in Bill O'Brien's system. But the fact is, and what I'm getting to, I've got one issue, and it's a major issue with Bryce Young's game. He's too damn small. Okay. Justin Fields, 6'3", 220. That is a NFL quarterback build. Okay, at least overall size-wise. He's more athletic than some quarterbacks his size, obviously. But he's big. All right, he's big. And he's going to be able to handle the rigors of the NFL process as the season goes on. Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, both smaller quarterbacks, both of them have had injury issues, right? Their bodies are breaking down. In fact, while I'm thinking about it, I'll just put it in this video right here because I won't make it a separate video, but there's Kyler Murray right there. He posted a picture earlier of that is his right knee right there that just got ACL surgery done on it. You know, and he's been hurt a lot. Baker's been hurt. Now, Baker was hurt a little bit this year. This was a healthier year for Baker, and towards the end of the year, Baker started flashing again. But these smaller guys get hurt, all right? And when I'm talking about quarterbacks, I really want them like 6'2", 215, and up. And bigger from there. Like Big Ben, when he was coming out of school, nobody really knew who Big Ben was. They knew he was a quarterback. They knew he was a prospect. I had watched him several times play in college. Coming out of Ohio University, not Ohio State, Ohio University. And I said, he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, and here we are. Big Ben is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Big guy, could handle the rigors. His body started breaking down towards the end, but he played a long time, and he took a beating and handled it. And the things I heard from the GM in Chicago, I don't think they're sold on Justin Fields exactly, knowing that they're holding the prospect of drafting Bryce Young in their hand. Now, the thing about it is, you're not going to get rid of Justin Fields and draft C.J. Stroud. But could they get rid of Justin Fields and draft Will Levis, who I'm not a big fan of either, to be honest with you? He's got the size, arm, all that, prototypical, but I don't love how few games that he actually played in his college career. Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. Oh, this video is going to get me a lot of hate. Man, the Bears fans are protective over Justin Fields. Man, be protective on him. All right, is your fandom going to carry over to whatever team he gets traded to? Is this on? Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.